This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, next 2 hours of broadcast healing like nowhere else in radio media, whatever you want to call it here. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. It's Outside the Box time with Ty Bollinger. A little later, we got Super Don making it sound so good. We got Ben on the board at 866-939-BELL. And I want to acknowledge, say a happy birthday to our departed friend, Liam Sheff. This would, well, it is his birthday. Now he's timeless and ageless where he's gone on beyond this plane. But as we dedicate the show today, of course, to Liam, as always, our good buddy that we miss tremendously, who added so much to this program over the years. Super D, it's still surreal that our buddy Liam Sheff is not here. I want to call him up and say, hey, we got to do a skit, Liam. Come on the show. Let's do something silly.
Yeah. Right? We need Dieter to come on and make us all laugh, right?
Oh, my gosh. There's some great, great shows that we did together. But, you know, he's out of pain and is not suffering. Those of you who are new to the show, Liam Sheff, author of the book Official Stories, and that's still available for sale on Amazon and other places. You can go find that. So, well, having said that, I don't want to be a doggy downer here, obviously. I just want to acknowledge our friend, my friend. I want to, by the way, there's no definitive date yet. We're looking perhaps in early July. It might be happening in Southern California for those who want to enjoy and celebrate his life, a memorial of some kind. Joni Abbott's helping to put that together with others. So we'll keep you informed, those of you who are friends and fans of Liam Sheff. That'll be coming up. Now, what do we got to do? We got cannabis updates. Liam would always love those. We got questions of the day coming up. We got to first go into healthcare that isn't healthcare. We also have news of a fellow talk show host that nearly died because of iatrogenesis. That is not the rock band with Phil Collins. That's Genesis. Iatrogenesis. That is doctor-induced potential death, if you will. And we're going to talk about the near loss of Clark Howard. Those of you who know the Atlanta-based talk show host that, what does he say? We're going to save you money, spend less. I don't know. Anyway, he's like a guy that does talk radio related to
the power to save is yours.
Yeah, the power to save is yours, Clark Howard.
He's your cousin, isn't he?
You think so. We'll get into the visuals on that. I don't think I look like him at all, but Super Don thinks he's my doppelganger. We'll get there. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Okay, so we're going to do something really scary now. We're going to shine a spotlight on California. In that place, pretty much toast, yet some people have not gotten the memo. They believe in what they call universal health care, but it's not big and bad enough as it is. And there's proposals galore to do that single-payer system, which is just another word for socialized medicine, collectivism, forced mandated participation in the third, second, or first leading cause of death. And there's an article out of the SAC Bee, which I think is the Sacramento Bee. It says the price tag, get this, the price tag on universal health care is in. And it's bigger than California's budget. You know, California has a budget that's larger than most countries on planet Earth already. The price tag, they say, in order to remake California's health insurance marketplace to put Obamacare on steroids there, $400 billion. $400 billion. And they say, well, it's publicly funded. What does that mean? It means it's stolen from the hardworking, those who are still there and are working, taxpayers of California. They need to find an additional $200 billion to even consider it. So they're going to raise taxes, if this is what they're really going for, to go to that full-on single-payer system. And they want to include everybody, including illegal aliens. Oh, ow, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. Undocumented what? Undocumented something. What do they call them? Undocumented aliens?
No, that's not good. Aliens is wrong, too. You can't call them aliens.
It's no fun being an illegal alien.
Yes. And actually, I think they've even gone beyond undocumented. That I think they've had to go away from undocumented now.
What are they calling it?
Now it's like
welcome guest.
Indigenous, south of the border, humans without paperwork or something. I don't know.
Displaced... I try to find things like, you can't say fat people anymore, you have to say gravitationally challenged, right? That's the whole idea of political correctness. It's, you limit freedom of speech, you control thought, and that's not what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm going to call you out. Again, if you haven't left California, this is your warning. Remember, they mandate that you parents don't own your kids. You don't care for your kids. It's up to the state. If you want to send them to school, public or private, you got to vaccinate them. You got to allow the state to vaccinate them. And they're not even asking permission. That's just the price of so-called the right to an education, right? It's not a right. You don't have a right to an education. They can put it in the Constitution, but that doesn't make it a right. If it were a right, they couldn't refuse a child going to school just because they haven't been vaccinated. But they do, which tells you what? That education in the state of California, despite what their Constitution says, is a privilege. It's a privilege based on certain behavioral parameters. You behave as we say, and we'll let your kids live. Well, maybe not live healthily, or maybe not live at all, because we're going to inject them first. We're going to catch them up, and then we'll let them in the school system. And then we'll say education is a right, just like they're saying health care is a right. Bankruptcy? Never heard of it. Don't know what it means. $400 billion? No problem. We'll print it up. Wait a second. We don't have a printing press in California? You mean we got to go to the Federal Reserve? Or we got to steal from the rest of the people of the United States? Who cares? It's a right. Everybody should have it. And if you think I'm kidding about wanting to cover people who aren't even, quote-unquote, citizens of California, I'm going to play you a clip from the state senator that says they want to do this, that they should do this. Senator Ricardo Lara is talking about this. And he believes it. He's drunk the allopathic pharmaceutical Kool-Aid because that's all health care is over there.
So the idea for us is to work in the budget to ensure that we secure resources to increase the age limit in terms of the coverage for our undocumented youth and young adults and moving that up to 26 years old as opposed to 18.
So he said undocumented youth and adults. That's all he said, undocumented youth and adults. But he needs to secure resources. What are resources? Look in the global treaties. Look in these regulations. They're humans. Humans are resources. And it isn't the undocumented kids and semi-adults up to the age of 26, because they're probably not working or paying taxes. But the undocumented, the documented human resources is anybody who still has a job, who still has a Social Security number, and who is still liable to file. And pay. And they squeeze themselves until blood comes from a stone at that point. Where are they getting the resources? They don't have a Federal Reserve in California. So they have to bleed the taxpayers even further, which means more people are going to figure out, yep, it's time to go. It's time to leave California.
it would align it with our Affordable Care Act, and where you know, people can stay on their parents' coverage until they're 26. And so we feel this is the right thing to do. We've proven that this is a program that's working. Now, 200,000 children now have access to care, and so we want to make sure that we increase that number to, again, once again, limit the amount of people who don't have access to care here in California.
See, it's interesting. They want to limit the amount of people who don't have access to care. That's a strange way of saying it.
That is kind of, yeah, it's a bit.
Isn't it? But it's telling.
Kind of an oxymoron,
yeah. It's sort of a Freudian slip. But what we want to do is limit your freedom by mandating your participation. That's what you should be hearing here. This is about mandatory participation in a socialized system of iatrogenicide. Because, as I said, the system in California, even though a lot of people are crunchy granola, sweet eating, organic earth muffins, it forces you to participate in a system that is just as likely to kill you as it is to help you. And they want to add this for all kids, undocumented included, up to the age of 26. I've got no problem in a free marketplace. If you want to buy health insurance, that's health insurance or medical insurance, that would be up to you in a free, true free market that would include and would allow your kids to stay on your policy till 26. That's not the beef or the issue I have with this. It's mandatory participation. It's single payer. It's enslavement to the pharmaceutical state. That's problematic, and the people of California still are struggling with this concept. Now, Obamacare, he mentions it, it's still in play, and even under the Republican plan that they passed in the House, it is not repealed. Absolutely, it's not repealed, not even close to being repealed. The states have to beg for an exception or an exemption so they don't have to participate, and it'll expire in 10 years, and you can bet after Trump there'll likely be a communist in the White House. At that point, do you think Obamacare is going to be rolled back? No, it's going to be doubled and tripled down. So get a pair of gonads, Republicans, if you have any, if you have any principles, and put forth an effort to actually repeal it and replace it with freedom. The freedom to access the health care that you believe in. That's you, 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 and you. And even if I disagree with you, if you want access to it, I wouldn't stand in your way as long as you don't force me to participate in a form of healing that isn't healing that I would not agree to do or have for my children. But apparently the concept of freedom escapes the people and the government of California when they say we just need to secure more resources to reach that $400 billion number.
Here's the thing. California doesn't have any more resources. Do you know? Can you guess what the number is? What the total state and local government debt is in California? You know what that number is?
Has it hit a trillion yet?
1.3 trillion.
Yeah, it's over a trillion. Yeah. Well, they have a good example to follow in the federal government, which is closer to 20 trillion. As above, so below. I mean, where do you learn this stuff? I learned it from you, Dad, right? But the states are supposed to be superior to the federal government, but they're playing off as if they're the federal government. And yet they got nowhere else to go but themselves. They will bleed that state dry. There will be nobody left to pay any taxes there. And then, of course, everybody will be undocumented from all points far and near. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scottville.
Here I come to save the day.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, if you can handle it. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here at GCN. Available afterwards, archived, of course, our radio affiliates around the country. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and, of course, SoundCloud. Go to robertscottbell.com. Link into all the stories as we cover them. And you can read more about it than the time we have together, 2 hours a day. Except for one day of the week. We take a day off occasionally. Now, it is time for, well, one of our favorite segments that we could probably do every day. We could probably do every segment. There's so much information coming out about this plant. But we have a few stories we need to bring to your attention here as we head into the green zone.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Today's cannabis update starts in the church. No, not any church you've probably ever heard of. This is called the International Church of Cannabis in Colorado, and it is now officially open for weed weddings. Weed weddings. Super Don, if you could get married again, would you get married in a weed chapel? Or I just, you know, I
guess.
Weed friendly, at least.
Probably not, but no. You know, I'm glad that it's there. This is an interesting situation. Now, we actually had a guest on. If you remember, I think it was a couple of years ago for the first Church of Cannabis.
Yeah, that was what in Indiana.
Bill Levin was the guy, and I can't remember what state that was in. It was in Indiana or Ohio or something. But this is a whole different church that they opened up in Colorado, in Denver, on April 20th is when they officially opened.
420.
Timeline. Yeah. Yeah, and there's a video here. Did you get a chance to watch this video?
No, but I did see the in the still of it. It's an amazing painting.
See the architecture? Yeah. From the outside, it looks like a typical church, but on the inside, it's got this amazing psychedelic-looking stuff. And it's funny, when you watch the video, I understand the religious freedom thing, and I totally respect it and stuff, but... You know, this, I think, kind of like the first Church of Cannabis that we were talking about before. It's, you know, okay, it's kind of like the cross between, like, a head shop, a comedy club. they have, like, live bands, and there's people sitting around smoking cannabis.
All right.
So that's kind of what it is. And, you know, whatever, people can do what they want to do and stuff like that. But, yeah, you can actually go to this place, and actually they will conduct a wedding. You can get married in the International Church of Cannabis. Why not?
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well,
some
it
people
looks
get
like...
married in their living room. So why not get married at the International Church of Cannabis?
I mean, they should have gone full-on Rastafarian at that point, but they didn't. And it reminds me of, like, being in the Yellow Submarine or something. It is more psychedelic.
You know what it reminds me of? It looks like something like a church that would be in Willy Wonka or something,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you there. So freedom of speech, First Amendment, pushing it for all it's worth in Colorado. The first church of weed, I guess, is happening there. So if you want to get married, that's new and updating on the cannabis side of things. Let's see, what else we got here? Legal cannabis sales, they predict, this is on the economic front for cannabis industry, they predict it will outpace ice cream sales. Ice cream, annual sales for ice cream are $5.1 billion, and the recreational cannabis sales in this estimate, they expect will top movie ticket sales of $11.1 billion. And even outpace the snacks that people eat after smoking cannabis at only 4.9
million.
Yeah,
I was going to say, they didn't, yeah. Did they include Cheetos and stuff on here, too?
Yeah, Doritos, yeah. Cheetos, and Funyuns.
Cheetos, they did. Oh, and Funyuns.
Yeah.
They even included Funyuns. Wow. That's amazing. Now, I wonder why that would be.
I don't know. You would think
that the cannabis sales and the Doritos, Cheetos, and Funyuns sales should be a little closer to each other.
Or there should be a parallel type elevation. by the way, the Congregationalists are called Elevationists at that church mentioned before, interestingly enough. But, yeah, that's interesting because you would also think that the sales of snack food should rise accordingly. I haven't seen those numbers in Colorado yet.
You would think so. Hey, where you're not going to see those types of prices going up is in Vermont.
That's right.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, the governor vetoed that. We covered this a couple of weeks ago. He vetoed the marijuana legalization bill. He said that, you know, he's sort of in favor of it, but he says he wants you to tweak it around the edges, so he vetoed it. But come back again, and they'll probably pass it. I don't know what kind of tweaks he wants on it, but Vermont's not all the way there yet. If you thought you were going to party at 420 in Vermont, not legally, apparently. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a comment/question of the day about silver and blepharitis. Coming up after the break. Also, my radio doppelganger, Clark Howard, nearly died. What happened? What could he have done differently? We're going to talk about it after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. New listeners to the show, you can go to robertscottbell.com, find out all the folks that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, including our friends at CV Sciences. You go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and when you check out whatever the products are that you want to get, the CBD from hemp, industrial hemp, that you can get in all 50 states, you enter the code RSV15, you get 15% off on checkout. Also, I want to encourage you to support your local mom-and-pop health food stores, the backbone of the health food industry, and get them carrying some CBD oil so that we can push back on that government pharmaceutical complex beast and bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Thanks for being here. Super Deep, making it sound so good. Ben is on the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2344. 855. And when we don't hear from you on phone, you often leave us a message at the website. Questions and even comments.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, we do have a comment of the day that rolls into a question of the day. So, Shane, this is for you, buddy. He says, hi, RSB and Super D. You guys are the best. You guys are the best. Super D, that includes you, just in case you think you can get out of this one.
Oh, all right. You're
not wrangling out of being the best. Shane says, I'm learning lots and loving the radio show. This is Shane. I wrote you both a little over a month ago. I did the Silver Aloe Protocol for 10 days. It helped me out tremendously. Here's another victory here. Another testimonial. When people ask, oh, well, does that thing really work? Well, you just keep asking the people who listen to the show or read the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, and ask them how it works. It works! Shane says, I have many food allergies like gluten, dairy, soy, eggs, almonds, peanuts, and beef. I think you could say as a teen, I was exposed to too many GMOs and McDonald's, etc. I was an ordinary teen, and when I reached adulthood, I started waking up. Now, Super Don, do we know how old Shane is? Because, I mean, if he was eating GMOs as a kid, he's younger than us by far, because we didn't know about the GMOs way back when.
Yeah, I'd say that sounds about right. So, I get what,
Shane may be
30s maybe or so?
Maybe a millennial, early millennial, maybe? Well, let us know, Shane. Okay. So he goes on. He says, I was listening to your hour, this is from last Friday, with PhD scientist Dr. Rob McCuspey, that you had on talking about silver pathways. You know, once we ingest silver. Wasn't that, I mean, dude, that was an egghead hour, but I hope it was understandable. I always try to keep it simple, too. But it was like, so few people know about the fate transport and ultimate, you know, how does the silver transit through the GI tract and out of the body?
But I was like, capacitor and
I was a total nerd, geeking out on science. Maybe that's why you think I look like Clark Howard. We'll see. let's see. You mentioned Steve Barwick. Did I mention Steve Barwick? I didn't even remember mentioning Steve Barwick.
I think you did. I remember saying something about you were talking about how he has reprinted some of your stuff, I think you had said, past when talking. Yeah, so you did make mention of him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, this guy's really dedicated. He's got this thing called the Silver Edge, and he's looked on the website Shane has. Now, Shane says this. He says he has a TEM, a transmission electron microscope, in which he took a picture of colloidal silver. It specifically says that this machine creates silver ions at 0.8 nanometers. He states that now there's some confusion here, Shane. I'm reading what you're saying here. And I can tell you, I know Steve Barwick, he's a good guy, and he does a lot of good education in the silver realm, but he does not have a transmission electron microscope. Steve Barwick, if you're listening, call me, because if you have one of those, dude, I want in. I used to work on one, too. So, but no, those are high-level research university type devices. I mean, you can get a used one for maybe, I don't know, Super Don, you got some spare change we can pony up and get one. It's about $100,000 for the cheapest used one.
Can I write you a check?
Yeah, sure. We'll see if it'll cash.
Okay.
Right? You know, you're going to buy a decent one. You're going to talk $250,000, $500,000. I mean, this electron microscopes, no, they're not small toys. You're not going to buy one because you have a website and you educate on silver, right? Natural Immunogenics has an electron microscope in-house. And yes, they've validated their particles and nanoclusters down to around eight tenths of a nanometer. Now, then Shane goes on to say, he says, leaving the generator on, I guess this is like a colloidal silver generator that Steve might have to sell. He says, leaving it on for about 3 hours would create 7 to 10 parts per million. Is this credible info or a scam? Listen, Barwick is not a scam. He's a nice man. He does good work. But he would be the first to admit, as I've said here, that any homemade unit is not going to produce nanoclusters at 8 tenths of a nanometer. There might be one that pops off, an ion that pops off a more complex or large compound, but you're not going to be producing what Natural Immunogenics is producing. That doesn't mean it won't work. It just means you're going to have a fraction of the total percentage of silver available that's going to be viable. That's kind of what we talked about in terms of the active state of silver versus just having a lot of silver, or when you say 7 to 10 parts per million, and you look at the parts sizes, versus the part sizes, if you will, in a natural immunogenics produced product, for instance. It's going to be radically different. It's going to be night and day. It's going to be watermelons to blueberries in terms of size if you get that visual on. And I think it's important to know that there is a distinct difference. Also, when you're making your own silver at home, I want to ask you, how many of you have electrodes that you're running the electricity through that are 5/9 pure silver? Not 3/9, not 4/9, but 5/9. Yeah, I thought so. You don't. So you're not going to be able to produce that. Now, I'm not saying, again, this is not me saying that you can't produce some level of viable silver in a homemade unit, but as I've argued, I'm not doing it until the zombie apocalypse is full on, when I can't get any of the natural immunogenic silver hydrosol, when I've got no option. Then, yeah, okay. But until that time, I'm not risking the bioaccumulation over time of unknown quantities or unknown quality. That's just me. I'm a purist. You get this from me. You understand. This is who I am. This is what I do. So when Shane says, what's the deal, RSP? I just want answers to the right info. And thanks, you rock the health world. Well, Shane, you rock it, too, for asking such great questions, and I appreciate it. And again, Steve is a great guy. He's got good information. I've written something for him about him so people know he's not a scam artist. He's not. So hopefully that's helpful to you. But I'm
and
still
just so
getting...
you know, I think mm-hmm. where the confusion is, if you go to his website, mm-hmm. he talks about and he has images of colloidal silver through a TEM.
Okay. Yeah.
But he's not saying that he actually has a TEM, like he owns it and has it. He just was providing pictures of the silver that was looked at through one of those.
Right, and of course those are images probably supplied by Natural Immunogenics because they're the only company on the planet that has their own electron microscope and has gone out for third-party validation
gotcha.
As well. Yeah, yeah. So, and again, he knows, Steve says it's the best one on the market, the Sovereign Silver. He knows, so there's no issue there. We're good buddies. So then Shane goes on to a further question. He's wondering about a good nozode or homeopathic eye drops for blepharitis. Well, I would drop the silver in my eye, absolutely, for blepharitis. It's like a blocked duct right along the eyelashes. But a nozode, if you've identified the bacteria, let's say it's a staph bacteria, you can do a Staphylococcus aureus nozode, for instance. You don't need that because the silver will neutralize whatever bacterial component is present in an inflamed situation like blepharitis. And I haven't had anybody contact me and said, you know what, I use that silver on my eye with blepharitis and it didn't work. It works every time. So just hit a drop or two or three every hour, or even more often, until you're out of that blepharitis situation. So let's see. Yeah, so silver hydrosol in the eyes, absolutely. Silver gel outside, you can put it on the eyelids if you need to, where the eyelashes are, and you can use that daily, and I'm not concerned about bioaccumulation with this form of silver. I'm not. Again, if you're making it at home, I don't know what you're making. So we're going to keep rocking it, Shane, as you suggest. And he also says we also have interesting guests on our show. I think so. We try not to get boring guests, don't we, Super Don? When I say, hey, Super Don, can we get a boring guest? You say, no, we can't. You won't let me.
There's lots of them out there, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And he says, everyone has good info to share. Well, I don't know if everyone does, but so far so good here on this show. Say no to GMOs. Vaccines are bad. Hey-ho, we won't go. Heck no to GMO. That's Shane. Shane, you rock, buddy. Thanks. You can call in anytime. Contact us. Now, let's move on to Clark Howard, my supposed doppelganger. And I don't think we look the same. I mean, he has glasses. I have glasses.
You really have an issue with that, huh?
he's older than me. He does have Jewish heritage like me, and yet he's suffering from prostate cancer, apparently. And, of course, it's a slow-moving cancer. I don't know that he's done anything really radical. But he was on a couple of drugs, and we've covered a couple of stories recently about are you on too many drugs? And, in fact, most people are. And, in fact, Clark Howard says he's only on two drugs, but those two drugs nearly did him in. He was in the hospital near death because he was taking two medicines, an antibiotic known as ciprofloxacin, and that's Cipro, and a generic version of a statin drug, of Lipitor. And, of course, those two doubled up on him and created a muscle wasting, rhabdomyolysis, or however they say it. Rhabdo, he calls it in this audio clip, which I should play, because he's getting better. They sort of figured it out, but he doesn't want to commit too badly or too much to the drug example or the drug explanation.
So I was in great danger at the time I was in the hospital. It was a reaction, apparently, although no one knows for sure, to a combination of meds, Cipro, that I took for a biopsy and a generic version of Lipitor, together may have caused me to have rhabdo. I always pronounce the full name wrong. Rhabdomyolysis is how I say it, but apparently that's not the right medical way to say it.
So you have a statin drug which depletes coenzyme Q10, the essential energy maker, if you will, of the mitochondria, which is needed for muscles, of course, and the heart muscle. He's lucky he didn't have congestive heart failure, because that's the ultimate muscle that you can precipitate devastation with a statin drug, which Clark Howard was doing on top of Cipro because he had a biopsy, I believe, of the prostate cancer to check it out, and they didn't want to have an infection. So it's prophylactic use of Cipro. Cipro is known as well to rupture tendons. That's how devastating this is. So a double whammy, Clark.
So I have probably a three-month period of recovery. I'm fully functional. I'm working just like I always would. But I'll say something funny. I lift weights at the Y, and when I went back to the Y to lift weights, I was like, what happened? It's like all my muscles disappeared, because rhabdo eats your muscles. Your muscles attack themselves.
Well, rhabdo doesn't eat your muscles. That's the syndrome or disease they call it. It's the drug. It's the devastating impact of those two drugs destroying your muscles. And he was shocked because he didn't have any strength left. He went back and it's like the muscles were gone. And, of course, his whole body could have been eaten alive had he not gone to the hospital and they hadn't figured it out. Although, again, they probably don't want to commit and admit that it was the drugs that did it. But I'm glad Clark Howard is recovering. He's a good guy. And even though he doesn't really look like me, Super Don.
He looks like, as far as Bordoff says, he looks like McLovin.
McLovin? From what movie? Superbad?
Superbad.
Yeah. Superbad, gotcha. All right, well, I'll go along with that. Hey, when we come back, hog hunting from balloons.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, going outside the box with Ty Bollinger, as we do each and every hump day. And if you miss the show, of course, go to GCN, our syndicator, and you can go to robertscavell.com. SoundCloud's available there. Shout out to all our friends in England that listen on UK Health Radio. We appreciate you. And, of course, you can leave us a message right there at the website, robertscottbell.com, just like Shane did. Good questions, good comments. Gives us an ability to go deeper on the subjects that you want to know more about, or, you know, make suggestions about things that we haven't covered yet or covered well enough. And that's always fun. Now, I'm not much of a hunter, personally. And I've said this many times over the years, that if you had to hunt your own food, in other words, if you had to hunt and kill an animal to get your own food, the vast majority of meat eaters in America would become vegetarian. Do you dispute that, Super Don? Do you think that would be the case?
No, I have to agree with you. And, you know, I've always said that if it were a situation like that, I would definitely want to have somebody with me that would mm-hmm. do the cleaning mm-hmm. and the gutting and the dressing. It's like, if I had to, I suppose I would, you know, because if you got to survive, you got to do what you got to do. But would not be my preference at all. Right. And I, so like you, I'm not a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I've never shot an animal before.
No, I like shooting. I like target practice, things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, not an animal. I've never shot an animal before.
Yeah. Now, how would you say? I mean, Naked and Afraid, you know that show Naked and Afraid? Liam talked about that. He thought that was a kind of cool show, because then people, you really find out what people are made of out there in the elements. And of course, at that point, all of your dogma is diminished, because it's life and death, right? And at that point, you're looking at the animal, or you're looking at you, and you're going, okay, who gets to live here? And it can be a brutal decision to make for those that are diehard vegans, especially if you don't have access to enough vegetable protein of any kind in the wild. Again, it becomes a philosophical debate, and then it becomes a debate about survival. But this is a story, as we wrap up our first hour here, about hunting, because apparently hog hunting in Texas by helicopter is not working as well. because apparently the hogs are onto these helicopters. They hear them coming.
It's kind of hard to sneak up behind a hog if you're in a helicopter, right?
Now, you need something like the Hoff, David Hasselhoff and his kit car as a helicopter. Can we put it in silent mode, right?
Yeah, but or apparently do you remember Airwolf?
Airwolf, that's right. They had a silent mode. Jan Michael Vincent. That's the one I hadn't thought about in a long time.
That's right.
And, of course, probably too cost prohibitive to run one of those on silent mode to hunt hogs. But apparently feral hogs are fair game in Texas. And the Texas House of Representatives just passed a bill that would allow for hunters to shoot feral hogs and coyotes from hot air balloons. Hot air balloons.
Now, I when you first hear about this, initially, I don't know about you, but when I first heard this, you can't help but laugh. Because I'm trying to imagine, here you are, this hunter, right, in Texas. Texas. Everything is big in Texas, So then they've got, their hunting rifle, and they're probably dressed in fatigues, right, with their hunting hat on and stuff like that, and their Oakley glasses, and they probably got, war paint on their face. I know I'm exaggerating, but, big manly men going to go hunting. And I'm trying to picture one of these guys floating in the air in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, with a pastel-covered balloon.
A big smiley face on it or something. Yeah. Right?
I'm thinking of Gary Larson in The Far Side, and these hogs are looking up in the sky going, they thought they could fool us, but those aren't camouflaged well enough. We definitely see the balloons coming. We don't hear them, but we see them.
In a hot air balloon. And I'm trying to think how – I'm sure they got this figured out, but if you're in a hot air balloon, and let's say you shoot a hog. Hey, I got one.
Yeah. How are you going to get it?
What are you going to do?
Yeah,
you're floating around in a hot air balloon.
You don't have the helicopter ability. Land over there. I wonder, though, maybe they shoot it with a GPS tracker or something. I don't know the technology here, but apparently that's the latest and greatest. They're going to have to come up with camouflage balloons now to really make it work, and it'll probably be the color of the sky or depending on the kind of sky they're in. Very interesting.
Maybe they can use a blimp.
Yeah, why not? Shoot from the blimp. Yeah. Hey, guys, don't shoot up, though. Don't shoot up, because you could end up being down with the feral pigs, and they can end up hunting you, especially if you run out of ammo. Those are some pretty bad beasts out there in the wild. Probably shooting with a .308. That's my guess. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger is going to join us. We're going to go outside the box. We've got a lot of vaccine stories and other things. Who knows what surprises are in store after the news break, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.